Hi everyone, I'm Ella, and I'd like to tell you about the project I've just finished, which was about mirrors. I chose this topic because mirrors have a very long history and are important to us in both art and photography. Early humans probably looked at their reflection in rivers or streams, so you could say the very first mirrors were made of water. The earliest man-made mirrors were cut from stone, and I went to look at some of these at the Ancient Treasures Museum, which was a really exciting way to begin my project. Some ancient mirrors were made using a very shiny volcanic glass, which was black, but I didn't see any of those. The museum has a room filled with ancient Egyptian objects, including a collection of mirrors. They were flat, round discs, and I had to pick them up wearing gloves to keep them free from scratches. They were made of polished copper and attached to handles, which would have made them easier to use. Despite being 4,900 years old, I could sort of see my face reflected. Elsewhere in the museum, there were mirrors from ancient Rome, Japan, and China. They must have taken ages to make, as every single one of them had symbols carved on them. I couldn't decide if these illustrations represented nature or possibly love, but I later learnt from the museum's researcher that they symbolise beauty, something that we in the art world are very concerned with. The researcher lent me a book that contained pictures of early mirrors that have been found in different parts of the Roman Empire. No matter whether they were made from copper, gold or silver, they were really small, less than 20 centimetres in diameter. It occurred to me this must have been due to the cost of the metal, but then I read it was actually a question of weight, which made complete sense. However, when I did some research online, I discovered that not all mirrors were small and fragments of much larger mirrors have been uncovered. Although no remains survived from it, written records describe a lighthouse whose large mirror reflected sunlight during the day and a fire at night. This was to signal to ships they were approaching a harbour. Mirrors made from glass didn't become widespread till the Middle Ages, from the 5th to the 15th centuries. They still weren't all that large. The glass had a slight colouring and was also curved, rather than flat like our mirrors today. This was a result of the manufacturing process, and the glass was backed with a sheet of metal. These glass mirrors were very fragile, and the glass often broke as the hot metal was applied to the back. Even worse, the technique for making glass involved melting sand, but this wasn't pure enough, and the finished product was a poor reflector. It wasn't until the Renaissance in the 15th century when glass producers in Florence in Italy invented a new process that modern mirrors started to appear. These mirrors were clearer than anything that had gone before and were used by artists to enable them to show greater depth and scale in many paintings. And they gave rise to the self-portrait, a form that became incredibly popular. From the 1700s onwards, mirrors were found in the houses of the wealthy, either on the walls or as portable objects. Round, square and oval mirrors were also added to furniture and decorated with patterns that matched textiles and floor coverings. Mirrors today are produced by fixing a thin layer of aluminium to a piece of glass. But this process was actually based on one developed by a chemist. He got his assistant to coat glass with a thin layer of silver in his workshop in Germany in 1835. And this made it possible for mirrors to be produced commercially by factory workers. For the first time in history, ordinary people could afford a mirror.